and happy Friday. Welcome to episode 6 of Life in the Leo. I'm your host, Rebecca Dengrove. In today's episode, we interviewed Isabel, otherwise known as Gymnast Isabel on Instagram. This 8-year-old stud is so poised and has so much passion for gymnastics, which really shines through in all her content her and her mom, Carrie, post. It's been fun watching Isabel progress with her TOPS training and through the levels. In one of Isabel's recent posts, she actually breaks down some of the things required in training for TOPS, so check it out if you want to learn more. You can also find out more information in our show notes on leotard.com, and check out the new Rebecca's Mom Leotards Winter 2018 collection. Now let's talk to Isabel.
Hi, this is Rebecca Dengrove here with Life in a Leo, and today we get to sit down with Isabel. You might know her as Gymnast Isabel on Instagram. She's got 130,000 followers, which is amazing. She's 8 years old and I think a level 6 gymnast. So why don't we get into it? Isabel, how are you today?
Good.
And why don't you give us a little bit of background on yourself? How did you get into the sport of gymnastics, and where are you at with your gymnastics career right now?
So right now I am level 6. And when I started gymnastics, I was 3.
Oh, wow. Have you always gone to the same gymnastics club?
No. I have changed gyms one time.
Okay. So where do you train now?
Sticky Gymnastics in Stockbridge, Georgia.
Oh, awesome. And I know you have 2 younger sisters. I think I heard one of your sisters in the background. Are they both gymnasts also?
Evelyn, which is the one you heard, I think she will be. Madeline, we don't know what she's going to do because she's kind of like doing gymnastics and doing dance. And then like right now she's not doing anything.
Uh-huh. Did you try out a bunch of other sports also before you realized gymnastics was your passion?
I used to do dance.
Uh-huh. Like just ballet or jazz or all sorts of dance?
I did tap and ballet.
And what made you decide that gymnastics was what you wanted to pursue?
When I was 2 years old, my mom asked me to show her a split, and I did it all the way down. And a year later, she decided to sign me up for gymnastics, like little class.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. And you loved it right from the beginning?
Yes.
Me too. That's awesome. Was your mom a gymnast?
No, but she always wanted to be.
Uh-huh. Nice. Yeah, that's like me. My mom was never a gymnast, but I started when I was 3 years old, and we sort of grew through the sport together. So what are some of the goals you have for yourself this season?
This season, I'm trying to go to regionals after state.
Oh, wow. You guys do regionals for level 6?
Uh-huh. And, like, you have to get, like, at least to, like, 37 to get regionals.
That's awesome. I know I've been watching you improve. I mean, it's amazing how fast you've gone through the levels and just the amount of improvement even over the course of this season. And I know you have a meet tomorrow. So do you set little micro goals for each competition you go into, or do you look at it more over the course of the season and set a bigger picture goal, like qualifying to regionals?
For each meet, I have like a score that I want to get on each event.
Do you talk about that with your coaches so they know what you're striving towards?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. So what's your goal for bars tomorrow?
I'm trying to at least get a 9.1.
Awesome. And what's your best score on bars been so far this season?
8.75.
Oh, wow. That's a good goal. I noticed you just got a new skill this week. Why don't you give us a little insight into what you just learned?
My skill was kick cast a handstand on the high bar. I was going to do it in my routine, and I'm pretty sure I will for my next meet.
Okay, so not tomorrow.
No.
Okay. What is the thought process like when you learn that you're Kip Kassiansen on high bar? How did that feel different from learning it on the low bar?
It just felt like you had to get a little more power from the jump so that you could get more speed and dynamic.
Uh-huh. Oh, very cool. What event are you most excited about tomorrow?
Floor.
Floor. Is that your favorite event?
Yes.
Awesome. And what is your floor music?
It is called First Day, and
okay.
It's from Finding Nemo.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you doing any new skills on any of your other events tomorrow, or you're still working on some stuff?
On beam, I'm doing a new dismount, and I'm doing a front tuck.
Oh, awesome. Do you change up? Do you find that you change up your routines a little bit every single week, or do you try to put the same thing out there and work to perfect it?
I change my routines pretty often just to find the best way for me to get a high score.
That's great. Yeah, your coaches seem like they really understand the nuances of the rules and how to play with them a little bit to get you to go out there and do your best.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have some longer term goals? So beyond this season and qualifying to regionals, what are your bigger goals in the sport?
To go to level 7. I want to be elite.
Are you working on some, I think I've seen some videos of you working on your giants. How are those coming along?
They're pretty good, and the only thing that's holding me back for level 7 is that skill.
Oh, wow. Are you hoping to do, you'll probably go level 7 next season, like in September or something like that?
Yes.
Gotcha. I know you also do tops. Do you have any goals for tops for this summer?
Yes, I'm trying to pass the 8-year-old tops testing.
What's the hardest part about doing tops?
For me, I think it's probably press handstands or handstand hold.
Oh, wow. That's so surprising because I feel like every time I see when you're training for tops, you make it look so easy. What's your record in terms of how many press handstands you've done?
15 in a row.
Whoa, that is awesome. Is there a set requirement? Like, do you have to do 10 or something at the testing? Or is it more about the form of the presses?
You have to do, for 7-year-old and 8-year-old testing, you have to do 5 presses. But then 9 and 10, you have to do 10.
Oh, wow. Do you do them on the beam or on the floor?
You get a choice.
What do you prefer?
I'm probably going to do floor.
Nice. So we're going to switch topics a little bit. As you know, this podcast is called Life in a Leo. And I know you get a bunch of different Leos for being a Instagram gymnast celebrity. So I was wondering, do you have a favorite leotard or a leotard that you find like the most memorable?
I really like one of my Leos from D&M.
Uh-huh. What is it that you like about it?
It has really pretty jewels on it.
What color is the leotard?
It's like white, pink, and purple.
Nice. What's your favorite color?
Magenta.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good to know. Do you still have like your first leotard or your first competition leotard? Do you save anything like that?
My first competition leotard I have in a picture frame in my room.
Oh, that's awesome. Speaking of being an Instagram celebrity, how did you guys start your account, and did you ever expect it to have as much traction as it's had?
It started by an accident, like on accident, because it was my mom's account.
Uh-huh.
And she posted my gymnastics on her account. So then everybody started to call her Isabel. I think.
Do you help your mom manage the account, or does it your mom really take responsibility for it?
My mom pretty much does it.
Do you like having her post all this stuff about you?
Yes.
That's cool. And what are some of the perks that you've seen from having such a huge following?
I get a lot of leotards and equipment.
And what does your mom do? Like, what do you think the biggest thing is that has helped your account grow so much?
Posting daily, interacting.
Uh-huh. That's cool. Do you think that as you get older that you're going to want to be more involved with what your mom posts on the account? Or do you want to just continue to let her take control of it?
I think I'll want to do something.
What do you find gets the best reaction? Is it more like videos, or how do you find things like that work?
Videos get the most response.
Uh-huh. Do you keep track of like what your best performing posts have ever been?
Around 750,000 views.
Whoa, that's impressive. Wow. What post was that? Do you know? Or you've had a couple that have hit that benchmark.
I did a spin on my forearms.
Oh my gosh. I'll have to look for that. Well, going back to gymnastics a little bit, what are some of the best lessons you've learned from your coaches or just from the experiences you've had in the gym?
To work hard.
And how much are you training? How often do you have practice, and like how many hours a day do you practice?
On Monday through Thursday, I train 5 to 9, and on Fridays, if I have practice, I go from 5 to 8 sometimes, and 5 to 7:30 sometimes.
Uh-huh. Or do you come home and you feel tired, or you feel like you've just gotten used to it?
I've gotten used to it.
Uh-huh. What are some of your favorite things to do outside of gymnastics?
I like to play with slime.
Oh, yeah. Do you make your own? Art.
I like to do art.
Cool. Do you make your own slime?
Yes.
Do you have like different textures and stuff that you make, or how?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a slime novice. So can you take me through what it's like to make slime, or how you approach it?
For slime, you have to have glue. If you want food coloring, some kind of laundry detergent, shaving cream, and lotion.
Oh, wow. How long does it last for?
Sometimes it doesn't last long, and sometimes it does.
Uh-huh. Nice. What's your favorite food?
I like spaghetti.
Do you usually eat spaghetti the night before meet?
No, we don't have, like, something we do, like, each time.
Okay. No superstitions or anything like that?
Well, in the morning, on the way to my meet, I watch the Gabby Douglas story.
Every time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Is she your favorite gymnast?
I like Simone Biles.
She's pretty amazing. So I guess my last question for you is, going back again to the idea of the podcast being called Life in a Leo, what does that statement, Life in a Leo, mean to you?
To set your goals and reach for them.
That's a great answer. I love that. Well, Isabel, thank you so much for your time tonight. I hope you have an amazing meet tomorrow. Good luck getting that 9-1 on bars. We'll be cheering for you.
Thank you.
Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
We are here to celebrate gymnastics and all the great things going on in the sport. Isabel definitely embodies that, and I think that's why her account on Instagram is so engaging. As a follow-up to the interview, Isabel had a great meet. She didn't achieve her goal on bars, but she did get her best score to date in level 6, an 8.9, and her confidence on beam is starting to show with all her experience. Keep up the great work, Isabel. We're rooting for you. If you've been listening and would like to share your best things in the gym, we would love to hear from you. Please email me, Rebecca@leotard.com, the best things in the gym. My best thing in the gym this week was getting to take my 2-year-old daughter to her second gymnastics meet. She sat in the stands with my husband while I judged an NCAA meet. It was pretty fun. Hope everyone has a great meet weekend. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to point your toes.